And now this is a dictation for Brian Scott, S-C-O-T-T, April 6, 78, addressed as a letter to Dr. Potts, P-O-T-T-S, 989-439-1238. Dear Dr. Potts, follow up for Brian. Who has catastrophic antiphospholipid syndrome. Last visit July, remains anticoagulated for life on Coumadin. Follows University of Michigan, both the vascular as well as endocrinology service. As part of the syndrome, he developed right-sided adrenal hemorrhage. Steroid dose has been decreased to wean off. Presently hydrocortisone. Exposed to Plaquenil, eye exam every 6 months appears to be good. Blood pressure at home, 110s over 60, 70s. Extensive review system being negative. Medication list review. I will highlight the Coumadin, hydrocortisone, Plaquenil. Next paragraph on physical exam. Has gained weight from 164, blood pressure by nurse 109.70, alert oriented time 3, no respiratory distress, respiratory cardiovascular normal, no edema, no neurological deficit, normal speech. Next paragraph, chemistries, January creatinine 1.43, appears to be new steady state, representing a GFR in the upper 50s. Labs review. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, catastrophic antiphospholipid syndrome. The vein thrombosis, right-sided adrenal hemorrhage, chronic anticoagulation, kidney function stabilizing stage 3. No symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, no indication for dialysis. Blood pressure, normal low. Chronic exposure to steroids after right-sided adrenal hemorrhage being weaned off. Normal electrolyte acid base. Normal calcium albumin, phosphorus less than 4.8. Hemoglobin high, no smoking. Everything is stable, come back in 6-7 months.